Appalachian Power Equipment.
Hey, good morning. Is Jason available?
Yeah, hang on just 1 second.
Thanks.
Phone's for you.
Hello, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, it's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Did you get my messages from yesterday?
Yeah, I was late, though, when I got them last night, so...
Okay, no worries. But yeah, so we have you approved for $51,900. I know that's not what you need. You could take less if you want, but it's okay. There for you.
Okay, now, questions then on this. What's the interest rate on that?
Hold on 1 second here. And it's not necessarily an interest rate. We have a cost of funds. A lot of our programs are less than a year, so it's actually tough for us to annualize them, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But this program is actually for 16 months here.
Okay.
Let me grab my calculator. Is that the kind of term that you're looking for? Or?
Yeah, I just got to make sure it's going to be affordable for us. You know, we're a small little shop.
Okay.
In the wintertime, things get really slow. And if it's going to be a big monthly payment, that's tough on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this one is set up as a micro payment, so it would be a daily payment.
A daily payment.
Yeah.
Okay, how does that work?
Would that be more manageable to you? So what they would do is set up an ACH, which would draw from your account Monday through Friday, no weekends, no holidays.
Okay.
That payment, as of now, would be $226 daily.
Oh, wow. I don't think we could hack that.
Okay.
That might be tough, because, you know, our accounts daily sometimes dip pretty low, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have certain, I don't know. That could be tough.
Okay. Payment
plans or something, or how does that work?
It's actually, at this point, it's a daily payment, but again, that's for the $51,900. If you wanted less, like the 30, you know, wanted to go for 30.
Yeah, let's look at what 30 would do to us.
Yeah, that'd be it's going to be considerably less.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second here.
Is there any fees or problems with paying that off early?
No, actually, there are some substantial discounts for paying off early.
Okay. You know, because that's an opportunity. You know, once we move some stuff here, you know, we could come up with that total amount of money maybe in a couple weeks.
Right.
Is a possibility for us. But then again, it may take us a couple months to make it happen. But it's definitely a possibility. You know what I mean? Like, I've already...
Absolutely.
Of that $37,000 that I owed them, uh-huh. And I've already chiseled away almost $20,000 of it just in 2 weeks. You know, so it's a possibility. I just need to get myself out of buying them in, but it's a possibility to pay this thing back in a month, you know?
Yeah. You know... It's actually after 90 days, that's when the discounts would kick in.
Okay.
But it'd be like 6% of the remaining balance, which could be a substantial chunk, of the total balance. So if we were to do 30, your daily payment would be $140 a day.
Every day.
One day through Friday. And then weekends, no holidays.
Right. 140 a day coming out.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary almost.
Yeah. Is that something that's budgetable, or?
It's a possibility. It's just scary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I understand, from your aspect, for sure.
So that's 140 times 5. So that's $700 a week.
Roughly, yes.
Okay, so what am I getting hit on in fees, and what's it costing me to do this?
So there's a one-time ACH fee. That's to set up the transfer, basically, of $250. And that is that's basically the only fee that there is at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not only charging me $250 to take this kind of money from you guys, right? I mean, what's it going to cost me above and beyond? Like, if I take $30,000.
Right.
I run this thing out for the 16 or whatever, what is it going to cost me on top of that? You're telling me there's no interest rate.
I'm sorry. So the total payback over the 15 months would be $45,000.
Okay. So you're telling me now it's going to cost me $15,000 to take this money out.
Correct. Basically over the 16-month period.
Okay. And there's no fees. It's not going to hurt me if I pay this thing off, say, in 3 weeks.
You would want to wait 90 days. to be honest with you, because that's just the way it's set up. At 90 days, there's no fees. There's actually a substantial discount, like I said. I believe it's 6% of the remaining balance, which could be a pretty substantial chunk.
So I'd have to pay off 6% of the remaining balance.
That would be forgiven.
That would be forgiven.
It might be more. I can actually look into that for you, but this is what the information I've seen in front of me. I believe it's 6%.
Yeah, all right. I'm just trying to figure this. So if I took the 30 now, in 90 days I will have paid...
Hold on one sec here.
140 times 90 more or less in ballpark will get me.
Well, let's do this. It's 140 times 21 because it'll be 21 payments a month, basically, is what it works out to be.
Okay.
Times 21 times 3. So you would have paid $8,820 into it in 90 days.
Right. And then what would my payoff be after that?
One second here. Hold on.
I just want to make sure I understand this thing completely.
Absolutely. And
I don't want to put myself in more of a bind than I'm in right now is what I'm getting at.
Hey, Jason, I understand. Hold on one sec. I'll get you that number for you. 820. Okay. So the remaining balance on that would be 36,080 times 0.06.
Well, we're looking at the 30,000 number. Make sure we're looking at the 30,000 number.
Right. I was just doing the total payback.
Okay. I follow you.
If that makes sense.
Yep. Off the 45.
Yeah. And so after 90 days, you'd be $8,820 paid into it. With the 6% discount, they would discount $2,170 from that, leaving you at minus $2,700. So basically leaving you with a balance of $33,420.
So still, if I take this 30 now, it's going to cost me 40 grand in the end.
Yes.
So it's going to cost me $10,000 to borrow $30,000 if I pay it off in 90 days.
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of money.
Yeah. There potentially is a little bit of wiggle room there. I could go back and see if I can, see if we can whittle away a little bit of the interest,
$10,000 is a lot. That's a lot of money to, $10,000 in interest on 90 days is like pretty crazy. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah,
if it's 90 days, 3 months, that makes the interest rate at like pretty freaking high. $10,000. I mean, that's like, wow.
Well, the bigger picture is this. It's actually, it's set to be spread over 16 months,
Right. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
The issue is that would cost me, if I spread it over, that would cost me an extra $5,000. Now I'm paying $15,000 to borrow 30.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy.
It's not cheap money. I'll tell you that.
No, exactly. That's what I needed to get to. Though, what was this money going to cost me? Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely in a position where I really need it, but is that going to hurt me worse in the long run, in the big picture?
And definitely something to consider. I can go back and see if we can whittle away. I'll put up a fight for you and whittle away some of or just whittle away the cost of the loan.
If you can do something like that, Zach, that might make it. I just can't, like I said, I can get this money back in 90 days. That's not a problem.
Okay.
And that's my plan.
Right.
But I can't give you $10,000 to borrow your money for 90 days.
I understand.
I can understand a few thousand dollars or half of that amount possibly because, obviously you're doing me a service. I'm in a bind.
Right.
But $10,000, that's just, geez. That's a lot of money off my bottom line over here. That literally could put us out of business.
Holy crap. Okay. You know what? Let me go back to the drawing board here. Can I reach back out to you in maybe like a half hour?
We're a small little company. We're just a start. We've only been at it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Two and a half years. This is our third summer open. We're a lawn and garden company. We're in a town of 3,000 people.
Oh. Wow.
3,000 people. 3,000 people in this town. Yeah, 3,000 people... Every one of those people would have to come in here and spend a lot of money for me to be able to make it worth spending $10,000 to get this money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That $10,000 payback, the cost of borrowing this money, almost doesn't make it worth borrowing the money to get the thing open, because then I'm, you know, still in our $10,000 in the hole.
Definitely don't want to put you in a situation that's going to, you know, create a larger burden that's already
right.
in place.
We'll see what you can come back with.
Yeah,
for anybody, I'd appreciate it. Anything you can get for me, we'll see what we can do. But like I said, at $10,000, I just, you know, that's just that'd make it really hard.
It's not cheap. I
and even at
$15,000
over a year and a half to borrow this, that would make it really tough. But my fear is when we get into the winter months here and this thing slows down like it historically has.
Yeah.
You know, drawing $700 a week from me.
So
scary and ever.
Right. So let me ask you this. Is it your business considered seasonal then?
We're not closed in the wintertime. But
okay.
Boy, it slows down to a point where if we're bringing in $1,000 a week, that's a lot of money for us in the wintertime.
Okay.
I mean, it goes to the point where I'm eating ramen noodles and hot dogs all winter.
Holy
crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, it's a startup. We're getting established. We're in a very small community, so...
Right.
It's going to take some doing.
Yeah, and again, just the way that things are set up, it is, they take into consideration that it is a startup, your time in business, and, you know, that was part of the consideration as well. It being unconsidered, it's a lot of risk on our end.
No, I understand completely.
Yeah.
So but it's more risk on your end if I'm getting charged all kinds of money that I possibly couldn't pay back.
Yeah.
You know, with this huge amount, you know, this $10,000 to $15,000, whichever it would end up costing me.
Yeah.
You know, that definitely puts you guys in a tighter position for me being able to get you your money back without me ending up closing doors and filing bankruptcy.
Yeah, we don't
you
want
know,
that.
I don't, no, neither of us want that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to put us in that position, either one of our companies, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why don't you look in, Zach, and see what you can do for me.
Absolutely.
If we can get that number whittled down a little bit. We'll look at the 30. Can you work it up at 30 for me, Zach, and then also work it up at 25?
30 and 25, absolutely.
You know, 25 might be something. I think right now I have my end that I need to come up with whittled down to about 27. I did a pretty decent deposit yesterday with my shop, and I can probably whittle down what I owe them to about 25 by end of day today.
Okay.
Which brings, you know, knocks another $5,000 off what I need from you guys, which will obviously bring that $10,000 number down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you can get me something better on that number, you know, maybe we'll go 20. I don't want to put myself in a position for disaster with this thing. I'm trying to do it to help me, not hurt me
yeah,
in the long
exactly.
run.
Exactly. And that's the intention here.
Right, right. No, I understand. Like I said, I understand where you guys are coming from. I'm not griping in any way, shape, or form. And
I appreciate
the opportunity, but I just need to make it a little safer.
Yeah, yeah. I feel confident that I could probably whittle away a little bit, total cost of the funds. Let me get back to you in like a half hour, if that's okay?
Yeah, that's great, man. I'll be around.
Okay, Jason, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.